My name is Petty Officer Robert Lewandowski.
And how old are you?
I just turned 36.
Oh, wow. How long have you been in the military?
Just under 6 years.
And what branch are you in?
The United States Navy.
Navy, okay.
Yeah.
And what's your current job title?
My title is a Information Technology Specialist.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your job.
Well, basically what I do is I manage a lot of the communications, the technology within our little area on this base. And so I work for the general and his staff, and basically we just constantly keep his communications, his computers, his email, and anything else that he would require technology-wise, make sure that it's up and running and always on 24/7.
Wow. How long have you been doing this now?
I arrived here on the 18th of August, so just under 2 months.
Oh, okay. And where were you prior to that?
Well, as a reservist, I live in South Bend, Indiana, and my civilian job is I work at Notre Dame.
Oh, wow. Okay. So did you go directly from South Bend to Afghanistan, or was there some other stops along the way?
Yeah, we did have to go through some training in Fort Polk, Louisiana, at their Army base there, and so we went through 60 days of training there prior to coming over to Afghanistan.
Okay. And is this your first deployment?
This is, yeah, my first deployment, yeah.
Okay. And how long have you actually been in the military?
Like I said, just under six years. It'll be 6 years in December.
Oh, wow. That's great. And what other areas,
yeah,
other than how long were you in Louisiana? You were there 6 months. And what other areas?
60 days, actually. Two months in Louisiana.
Okay. And where else have you been?
You mean with the Navy?
Yes.
Oh, the Navy has kind of allowed me to become a little world traveler. I've spent 2 summers in Norway. Last summer I was in Germany, and I've had a recent trip to Belgium.
Wow. So you've done quite a bit of traveling. Okay.
Yeah, it's been kind of one of the benefits of my position.
Okay. Now, are you currently land-based, or are you based out on the water?
I am land-based, yeah.
Okay. Now, what was your civilian job prior to going into the military?
I teach for the College of Business, the Mendoza College of Business at Notre Dame, and the course that I teach is IT Management Applications.
Okay. What's your family status?
Married. I have 2 children. My youngest is Claire, she's 3, and then I have Max, and he is 4. Real close together, real back-to-back, a lot of fun.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. How long have you been over in Afghanistan?
You know, 2 months.
2 months. When was the last time you were actually home in South Bend?
South Bend, just once we got through Fort Polk, we were able to come home for about 10 days, and so that was in, I would say, June, or maybe it was July, I'm not quite sure, I can't remember. It was just before then, so it was June.
Oh, okay. And how soon will it be before you get a chance to come back?
I'm scheduled to be done with my tour in July of 2011.
Any plans to reenlist?
Well, I still have a couple more years on my contract, so I will kind of stay, I'll finalize that and make a decision later.
And what's your typical day like in terms of what you do?
Typical day here is generally starting at around 8 o'clock. We have others on the team that kind of get up a little bit earlier than that. so that we have a constant coverage of all of the technology needs that we have here. But basically, at 8 o'clock, I'll start my day, and we have some little routine tasks that we need to do. But the day will vary on different things that we have to take care of regarding the technology on the base. And basically, it'll go until at least 8 o'clock, if not 10 p.m. And then I should be done. And we're always on call. And so we can get called out in the middle of the night to come fix any sorts of technology problems.
Okay. Now, does your job at all overlap with the Air Force's, and so to speak, as they set up the dorms and the facilities? Are you required to go in and do anything in terms of technology with those facilities?
Well, go ahead.
No, I was going to say you strictly just work with the general. That's all.
Well, we work with all the branches. Within my particular department, there are two Navy and three Air Force that we work directly with the Army. So it is a joint effort. All of us are kind of pulled together as a big team. And, you know, if one of us can't fix the problem, maybe two of us can. And so we kind of reach across the table and assist each other at all times.
And have you been engaged in any combat, any on-the-ground moving? Has that ever occurred? Or how far have you actually been? How close or how far from the bombing?
Thankfully, nothing. No experience.
Okay. So how does your job or what you do contribute to the overall mission of the U.S. being in Afghanistan?
We contribute to the mission by keeping the communication lines open at all times, allowing the key individuals to be able to kind of work on their communication, technology, you know, that sort of stuff. I don't have any interactions with the ANP or the ANA in that regard. Just like most IT jobs, we are kind of in the shadows, we're in the background, making sure that everything is constantly running. And so generally, if you don't know we're there, we're doing our job. If they have to call us, well, then something has broken and we have to fix it.
Oh, okay. Now, in terms of all the military, the scanners and all the things that you see, is that part of the job, a part of what you do in terms of the equipment, making sure equipment's on the ground, or do you just internet or what is it, phone access, all of that? Is that more what you do?
Yeah, we keep the phones and we keep the internet up and running. We make sure that everything is running perfectly. We do have equipment that we have to maintain, general office equipment like printers and that sort of stuff. We need to keep those things running at all times as well. But there's any number of anything that you can think of in any general office area, even back home in the States, those are the types of things that we need to kind of keep running here as well.
Oh, okay. All right. So do you work with any Afghan civilians over there, or it's just strictly United States personnel only?
Generally, in the nature of my job, we don't have any Afghan civilians that we work with, but they are always around on the base, and so we interact with them just moving from building to building or place to place. And they're always very, very kind, willing to help you out, asking you what they can do for you, and they've learned a lot of English, so it's kind of fun to interact with them. And we've learned some Dari, which is the language they speak here, and it's kind of fun to say hello and good morning and how are you and that sort of thing.
Oh, that's great. That sounds very interesting. What are some hobbies that you've learned, or some of the things that you do when you're not working? I see you're on call 24/7, but in between that time, do you have any hobbies or anything that you participate in?
Yeah, in some of the things that we like to do is, you know, we work out all the time. We try to keep up a good workout schedule. One of my office mates has acquired a guitar, and so I'm trying to learn to play the guitar, so that's kind of fun. And sometimes the guys will pop in movies when it's slow, and so we'll watch movies. And just kind of keeping the camaraderie together and enjoying the time that we have here with whatever we can find.
And what's the overall mood of your comrades over there in terms of being away from home? Because I know that's not easy.
No, it's not easy being away from home, but we all kind of accept it, and it's part of what we do, and we keep ourselves busy. We do interact with home, whether it's email or maybe Skype or letters, and that helps. That helps kind of keep the missing or the homesickness down. But yeah, we just try to kind of have ourselves like a little brotherhood or sisterhood, so that we kind of keep each other in good spirits and let the days go by as fast as they can.
Oh, okay. Now, occasionally I see that they broadcast back to the United States, particularly during the holidays, where the individuals can say hello to their families and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you responsible for setting up those types of facilities as well?
I haven't yet, but I wouldn't put it past if there was anything that because that's all technology. If we're reaching back, depending on what type of service it is, if there was something that was needed and we had the expertise, our department would be called upon to kind of set that sort of thing up. Yeah.
Okay. Are you learning to play the bass guitar, or is it a different kind?
Just an acoustic guitar, so.
Okay, any chance to become a movie star with that, or a star performer?
Oh, I don't think so. It's just learning to play for fun.
Oh, okay. All right. What's your family history in terms of the military background?
My grandfather was in the Navy. He was in the Navy in World War II. He was a CB, and the CBs are the construction workers of the Navy. And so he spent some time in Okinawa in World War II. And my father, he was in the Army. He was drafted. He went to Vietnam. And he was a quartermaster. And he was over in Vietnam for 2 years, and then he was able to get discharged. So that was his experience. And I've got a number of cousins that have served, but in my immediate family, I am the only one in the service.
Oh, okay. Any plans to re-enlist after your term ends?
Well, go ahead.
Are you planning to do it for a lifetime, or?
The my future plans are kind of up in the air right now, as far as staying in the military. Because I am a reservist, it is a little bit different, in my view at least. And so I do have a good career back home. I do miss that. So I do have to kind of make a decision within the next few years to see if I continue to serve. It's kind of funny with the service, it kind of gets in your blood, and it's kind of hard to kind of cut that cord and sever that tie. And so I'm in the middle of that that struggle at this point. So to answer your question directly, I'm not quite sure.
Not quite sure, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you talking with me this morning, because it's all levels, and you just take things for granted. Being a civilian, not really knowing what's involved in being overseas and some of the things that are actually required, but it's phenomenal technology. I'm telling you, it's something else.
Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah. So back in South Bend, is that where you're originally born, or is that where you live?
I was born in Hammond, Indiana, and I was raised in Lansing, Illinois. My family is from the south side of Chicago, and so I was born in Indiana, and I was raised in Illinois, and I went to school at Purdue University, and so ever since then, that's where I met my wife, and ever since then, we've kind of settled down in Indiana.
Oh, wow. That's great. Right. I don't know. We are actually on the web, and we, by you being technology based, you want to give a shout out to your family over there. It will be on the web, and they can pick it up later and hear Dad talking. But I'm pretty sure with technology, you talk to them quite a bit, too.
I do, yeah. I try to keep in touch and keep going, you know, up on what's happening with the kids and how my wife is doing back home. But yeah, I'd love to say hi to Judy. Hi, I love you, and Max and Claire, I love you too, and have a great day.
Okay. Well, we really appreciate the job you're doing over there. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Can we have Mark? Mark is going to ask if he can give a shout out to his family.
Actually, he has stepped out of the room, so.
All right. Well, it's been great talking to you. You be safe. Hopefully, if you're ever in the area, you'll tune in to us here at WLTH and AM 1370 in Gary, Indiana, and maybe, just maybe, we'll get a chance to meet. But really appreciate the job that you all are doing over there in Afghanistan.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, and have a great day.